Across the country, many churches rent meeting space to Alcoholics Anonymous. A few hold special worship services for people who suffer from addiction, but the church that devotes full time to recovery is rare. At Central Park United Methodist in St. Paul, Minnesota, Pastor Joe Camp likes to joke, "You don't have to be a drunk to come here, but it helps." From Minnesota Public Radio, David Mulpis has more.
It's pretty easy to tell when walking into this church that you're in for something out of the ordinary. Just outside the doors to the modern brick wall sanctuary is the smoker's deck, and it is dense with cigarette smoke. Inside, down front, middle-aged men with ponytails and sandals play guitar. In the pews, you may find a judge sitting next to a former prostitute or a psychologist giving a hug to a former gang member.
We have executives, we have white-collar, blue-collar, and we have people that don't have jobs.
That's Karen. She works in a florist shop. It's her first steady job in decades. In keeping with the church's spirit of anonymity, she gives only her first name.
We have every racial class in our church. We have every class of religion in our church. You see people do the sign of the cross just as much as you see people not take communion at all.
As diverse as they are, these churchgoers do share one thing in common, addiction. And the pastor, Joe Camp, well, he's one of them, and says so every Sunday at the start of each worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Joe. I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. How are you all today?
Not long ago, Pastor Joe, as he likes to be called, was the senior minister at one of the largest Methodist churches in Minnesota. His alcoholism ended all that and nearly took his life. In recovery, he asked to be assigned to this little dying church in downtown St. Paul. 4 years ago, it had fewer than a dozen members, all elderly. Today, the church is growing with more than 200 people at Sunday services, and the church rooms are filled nightly with an assortment of meetings to help people get and stay sober, kick their gambling habit, or address a sexual addiction. From the pulpit and roaming the halls, Pastor Joe talks a lot about resurrection. He says addicts understand what it's like to be brought back from the dead.
Many of us have talked about, we know what hell is like. We lived it. And so when we stand up in front of a congregation, we say, "Hi, my name's Joe. I'm a recovering alcoholic." What it says is, "I have found new life."
Karen, the florist, has been sober almost 2 years now. She had gone to prison for killing a man while driving drunk, but started drinking again when she got out. Then one day she showed up crying and babbling on the steps of Central Park United Methodist.
And there was a gentleman. He was outside washing windows, and I went up and I said, "Is Pastor Joe around?" and mumbled something, and he just kind of grabbed me by the scruff of my coat and brought me in and brought me up to Joe, and Joe puts me on the little couch in his office to pass out. You know, he didn't call the cops, he didn't call detox, he just, you know, he's one drunk taking care of another drunk.
"You don't have to be perfect to be the good to come to this table, O Lord. We simply need to come as we are to celebrate your power to change our lives."
The liturgy at this Methodist church combines elements of Christianity, Native American spirituality, and Alcoholics Anonymous. There's lots of embracing, sharing, and praying. Congregational prayers are quite specific. People mention a son who just got busted, a spouse who relapsed and has disappeared, or they express tearful joy for a new sobriety that has enabled estranged family members to reconnect. The first prayer at every service is for the still suffering alcoholic, that he may find a better way. The prayers and worship are all the more unusual because most of the people here haven't been part of a church for years, if ever. Floyd, who's been sober for 35 years, says this church works for him because it's so open.
"We expose our vulnerabilities and our weaknesses and our fears without any apprehension that somebody will look down their nose at us. And that's the difference in this church, I think. Every church I belonged to prior to this one, I always felt that I had to be, quote, good, unquote. And at this church, all I have to be is real and honest."
As services end, the musicians crank up the guitars and people hang back to listen, have coffee, another smoke. And most of them are smiling. Pastor Joe says it's hard to be too serious when you're hopeful. For National Public Radio, I'm David Malpas in St. Paul, Minnesota.